You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Una. Eddie, you know, essentially I was just thinking you know, Jennifer sings and she kind of hands her voice to you and then you play her voice again, also as an instrument and throw
Absolutely.
It at the audience, you
Absolutely,
know?
Absolutely, yeah.
On that song, you can really, it's really interesting to see how the three of you work together instead of, because usually what you have in like a rock band is they're each making a sound and then together it sounds like something. But here you guys are really kind of
drawing off each other.
Jogging, yeah. You know, these sounds back and forth with each other and then putting it out to the audience. Really pretty interesting.
Always fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of also like a little allusion to kind of like our jazz, you know, being such fans of jazz, kind of like throwing it around, who does what, and that's
right,
and now you go off, and mm-hmm. you go off, and kind of do your solo mm-hmm. and whatnot, so.
That's the fun thing about being on stage, too, is that, you know, like, something cool will be happening, I'll run over and, like, see what Eddie's doing, you know.
And, oh, and
like, Richard, get
part.
Back on the piano. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's the best part about being in the middle, is that I can go back and forth and just check it out. I've been told sometimes that, you know, live, I get a little distracted because I'm staring at what they're doing.
Because you're having so much fun yeah. watching your bandmates.
So I got to fix that. But still, I don't want to miss anything. It's really cool.
Now, describe for me, if you can, sort of the first time you got up there on stage and said, you know, hello, we're Una. This is what we do. What was that? Was that a nerve-wracking
oh,
experience?
Coffee house.
A little tiny coffee shop mm-hmm. on Ocean Park mm-hmm. in Santa Monica.
I didn't invite anyone because I was really, really, really
nervous. Our stage was about 5 feet by 5 feet.
Hey, what were you nervous about specifically? Was it just the technical aspects of it, or was it presenting yourself and not knowing how people were going to take it?
Could things come out of my throat in panic mode? And I have a great acupuncturist who helped me with my heart rhythm because I really, it would go spastic. And so all of a sudden with what she was teaching me, her name is Shavakar, she would calm me down and I would be able to control it. And now it's really easy. I have a great voice coach as well. So just good people that I'm working with and just trying to find a way to make Una the best it can be.
Now, they've had a lot more experience now. How long have you guys been playing live together as a group?
Maybe a year.
Year and a half, 2 years?
No, it's been, do you think it's been that long?
A year and a half, maybe?
It seems like only a couple of months, actually.
Well, so at least a year of experience. So have you been able to sort of find that part of yourself that can mm-hmm. put you in control mm-hmm. and really
yeah,
helps you?
Yeah, there's no more stage fright. It's gone. It's gone completely.
But the control thing is kind of an illusion because, you know, like clubs in L.A., we've been fortunate to find a few really good clubs with amazing sound guys. And we have our own sound guy, too, that comes along. But it's always like whenever we're doing a show, it's like, well, how come this never happened before? Like some new mm-hmm. twist and turn. We were playing at this one venue. I won't mention its name. But we did a sound check for an hour. And then we got off stage. And then the stage manager got up and completely twisted all the knobs
yeah.
and we're going and suddenly we were like in mono on one side of the PA system and the monitors were anyway for those listeners who ever plan on taking their thing live, just get yourself a really good sound guy first. It's like critical.
And email the band to avoid that venue because we can't say it on the air. Is there a particular kind of venue that really resonates with Una where you guys feel like you're really, I don't mean a name of a place, but more of a kind of scene where you're really perceived the way you want to be?
Well, if I could say, we're still kind of experimenting with that. We did find, you know, the usual notable really nice clubs in LA. I don't know if we should say, but you know, the Hotel Cafe, the Temple Bar.
Yeah, and plus we work with Ken Gores every time. He's our sound person, mixer, and just really helps us out. But at Temple Bar, yeah, there's a sound guy there called Swan, who's
Swan.
Just absolutely amazing.
Hello, Swan, if you're out there listening.
Temple Bar does always have good sound every time
yeah.
I've been there.
But to lend to what you were saying, talking about looking for that club that will kind of gel with what we're trying to do. And I think Temple Bar is a fantastic example. It's a nice venue. It's also a restaurant. And even their aesthetic is very worldly. They kind of have this flair, Moroccan flair. They're, you know, the food they serve is, you know, from different parts of the world. So I think that's really congruent to like what we present musically too. And also in turn, the audience that comes to the Temple Bar too, very open-minded, you know, very wide, you know. scope of races and you know, and all makes and models.
Coincidentally, we're going to be there April 1st.
That's
no, but
right.
But anyway, the other thing is we're kind of got a surprise in the works where we all these songs that you know obviously they're electronic music, but we want to kind of like I don't know, maybe prove ourselves as musicians to the next level, and we're going to be trying to do this music live in a jazz club downtown in May. And, you know, with like stand up bass and trap set and you know, we're going to try to do that. And so that's another thing out there.
Is this something that you guys like as a project that you see continually evolving and bringing in new instrumentation and new concepts?
Absolutely.
And new kinds of music?
Yes, we're dying for an electric upright bass. and we're looking for a good drummer right now, but we'll let you know what happens in the future. Right now we're really comfortable with the way it is, and we have a great, I guess, friendship with each other. It's just a great collaboration. And I guess what I wanted to say, because Richard was talking about what's in our future, I wanted to add that we were looking forward to a remix album. We're trying to get everything solidified for that, but that's going to be distributed digitally. And so look for it in iTunes sometime in the few months ahead.
Is that completed? You have the project pretty much ready to go?
It's still in the works.
Yeah.
But we're excited about it, so I wanted to mention
that. That's cool,
it.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun, and it's like, especially like as a fan of electronic music, I love the whole remix concept because you get a chance to see what another artist whose work you may already be familiar with, how they perceive somebody else's song. So I'm always very excited when it's like when a group that I'm into remixes a group I'm into, because then it's like it's like they're performing together on stage or something, you know? I can see it through their lens.
That being said, also I think that in time with, you know, Una maturing as a production unit, I think that we would love to interpret and remix, you know, other people's works as well. And I think with all the different bands that we're performing with, and meeting new people and meeting new bands and just collaborations and whatnot, I think it'll be really exciting to actually take something that we listen to and see how we can lend that Una vibe to it as well in a remix.
You guys want to listen to another track from the CD?
Sure.
What do you recommend?
Let's do She-Wolf. It's an aria.
This is a song that kind of has an interesting history. It started out, wasn't this the one, what was the blues thing?
No, that was Jonah. This was more like Cavalier Rusticano.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of based on the idea and the libretto of a very famous aria. But we did it dub style, of course.
And where can people get this album, by the way?
You can find it on iTunes. You can buy the actual album at Google. Just go to our website, basically, unamusic.net, and you can find the links. UNAMUSIC.net.
Thank you.
The album's also available in Los Angeles at Amoeba Records. So if you know anyone in Hollywood, stop by Amoeba. You can pick it up.
When did you guys release this? It's pretty new, isn't it?
Yeah, August. It was out August.
2007.
So...
A year before that, we released the EP, or The Rain Is Over and Gone, which is also available on Amoeba.
All right, cool. Let's have a listen. This is Una on Is Good on killradio.org, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.